Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
A better place to have a team dinner.
Christian Walker gets into one deep to left field. All the way back and gone. Walker connects a solo home run. The first run of the game and the Astros lead 1-0. Paredes gets into one, high and deep to left field, forget about it. 3-0 Astros, Isak Paredes with a big swing, and the Astros lead 3-0.
Ooh, you like that one, huh? Look out the Paredes.
Lance McCullers Jr. looking for his first win since September of 2022, and he has it as Hader picks up another save. That's 17 in a row going back to last season. And his 19th career save against the Pirates. That is a new high mark against any one opponent. Christian Walker and Isak Paredes with the home runs tonight. And Blummer, 986 days ago, the last time Lance won a game. And he'll feel good about this one. Astros with a 3-0 win.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That was a nice welcome home last night. Seth, like a red carpet getting rolled out for me. On the way home from the airport, Amy and I landed at about 7. Once we got done dealing with the remote parking that we used, got home at about 8:30.
It makes so much sense at the beginning of your trip.
Never again. Never again.
Like, Uber, you're out there.
Bend me over, Uber. I will take you all the way to the airport.
Standing at the bus stop waiting for the rental car. Shuttle, just wondering, maybe, am I in the right place?
Dude,
why are all these other people getting on buses?
Yeah, yes. Looking at my phone going, I thought I was going to get home for the last inning of this game, but I may not get home for tomorrow's game. I may not make the show on Wednesday morning, but 986 days, man. 986 days.
If there's one thing we learned this weekend after you taking a nice 6-day vacation, is that the bullpen just is not the same when Sean does when Sean is not inside the city limits, or outlying region of Houston, because by the time you landed. Hit Lance, was it the seventh inning yet? Or
it,
no?
Was, it was. By the time we landed, it was Lance had thrown the 6 shutout innings. By the time we got on the, I'm not even joking. He pitched 6 innings. By the time we got on the remote parking shuttle, Josh Hader was coming into the game. Like, that's how long it took. Yeah, for the ninth inning. Yeah.
That's so the Lance McCullers obviously. Looking way, way, way more like the classic version of Lance McCullers that you want to see. Let me ask the listeners this.
Okay.
Because I'm reading the quotes by Lance talking about how, you know, just kind of waiting for that velo to tick up, be able to throw some of that old speed. Am I alone in thinking, why don't we just stay at this speed and see how it goes? I don't know if Lance is aware of it or not, but his injury history is kind of speckled.
That's interesting.
Or I guess the injury history is impressive compared to other people.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, hey, man, there comes a time in your life when you got to – You got to stop doing wind sprints and start working out on the elliptical. And there's no shame in that.
No.
I just say, let's cruise around here. You don't have to, have at least this 2 or 3 miles per hour velocity that you've lost. I just keep working on your stuff. The great movement on his pitches last night, all of that. Yeah, you don't have to be throwing heaters.
No.
97 miles an hour.
Well, it's been, the nice thing is it's been two in a row now. His last start, this is actually the first time I've been in this chair since that Oakland game that he threw that afternoon. I think that was my getaway day for this vacation. And he pitched 6 innings in that. He gave up 3 runs in that game. It was on a couple of homers, so he made a couple mistakes. But he struck out 12 guys in six innings in that game.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's now, as he himself has said, he's discovering who he is as a pitcher after the surgery, like he's had to do after previous surgeries. Yeah. And I'm only saying it half tongue in cheek, because obviously people are, as he discovers what kind of a pitcher he is, the rest of baseball is going to discover what type of pitcher he is and what he's leaning into. So the extra velocity will help. But man, first and foremost, on this pitching staff right now, what they need is health. And it does help that the Pirates are the second worst offense in all of baseball. So I put that disclaimer out there yesterday. It's like, listen, even if Lance does great, people are going to be saying, yeah, but it's the Pirates. I don't care.
No.
He's going up against Paul Skeens. He knows. He didn't shy away from that either. A lot of times pitchers will just say like, well, nope, it's just me against the batters. He flat out said, I'm going against Paul Skeens. I got to be sure I'm dialed in. Yeah. And he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think he, Lance, and we've known Lance for a long time. I think that type of stuff, him going against somebody else's ace, I think he's got the type of personality where that's him acknowledging that, I think, is fuel for him,
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I can remember, it reminds me of a story of when Tebow Mania was going on and the Patriots were going to play the Broncos, and people said, quarterbacks never admit that it's quarterback versus quarterback. But they said there was a special fire in Brady's eyes that week, and they destroyed the Broncos.
Oh, yeah, they killed him.
They just absolutely tore him apart.
Yeah, they killed him.
Yeah.
That's funny. So that was good to see. Look, above all else, you touched on it. Like, the health in this starting rotation is a big deal right now. I don't care who it's against, that Lance looked like that. And I'm just happy for him personally. Like, first win, as Todd Callis said, that was Todd Callis, Space City Home Network, bumping into the show there. 986 days in between regular season wins for Lance McCullers in what's been it's certainly been a trying time since coming back with the one start, the death threats, and then in the last couple days kind of getting the curtain pulled back to some degree on what the genesis of all that was. I'm sure you guys talked about. Did that news come down yesterday while you guys were?
It came, I don't know, we talked about
you
it
You did,
yesterday,
okay. So, this, so the inebriated gambler that was threatening Lance
overseas.
McCullers. Overseas, yeah.
Not just foreign, but overseas.
Right.
Because initially I thought foreign, and I thought, well, if he's in Mexico or Canada, that still doesn't make me feel that much better about it. But the fact that he's overseas somewhere, across the Atlantic or Pacific or what have you, it does feel like the guy's probably already been flagged, and the guy did apologize.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's one of you threaten a kid, you threaten a man's children. I don't know if there's an apology you can come back from with that.
Can we
one.
Go it's get the play. Guy? Can we go?
Have you ever?
What are the
have you ever been drunk enough to threaten the lives of
no,
somebody's children?
God, no. Here's the thing. I have been. That guy was. He was labeled an inebriated gambler. I have been an inebriated gambler many, many times in my life. Never.
You're probably angry at athletes.
Yes.
Never, who have wronged you.
Right. Never. Yes. I've got a list. Yeah. But never have I thought to get into their DMs and threaten kids.
I remember that one time I got so drunk. I mean, you're sitting around with your buddies. You're like, remember that time I got so drunk and I got so drunk that I sent a DM to Putin about how I was going to annihilate his country. Yeah. And said, come at me, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was crazy how drunk I was.
That was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I made death threats to various notable people. Yeah. And their children.
It's crazy, man.
It does. In Lance's mind, I don't know. It feels weird to talk about it in this context. I don't mean to make it seem like the death threats were good things or whatever that could motivate somebody. But, like, he is that kind of guy that he does. He's got an ability to just hyper-focus and fixate.
Yeah.
Sometimes to his detriment, I think. Sometimes when he's rehabbing, I've always worried about Lance. From his first injury way back when.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this. Like, there's like I've been this kind of guy in rehab where you just want to push so hard, yep, and the trainers are telling you, hey, back off a little, man. All right, no, I'm telling you, you got to slow down. Like, whatever. Yes, whatever, you're soft.
Yeah.
And then, ow.
Right.
Ow.
Yeah, three times. Yeah, like it's, this is good to have Lance back, man. Like, they need him. Well, they need him badly.
And look, and Christian Walker, credit to him, Paul Skenes hadn't let up a home run since May 1st.
38 innings it had been.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's it, man.
I think it was 38 plus innings.
It was 38. Now, I couldn't remember how many thirds of an inning. It was 38 and change. I heard that on the post-game show on my way home from the airport last night.
He had let up, I don't know if they discussed it on the post-game show or not, but they had, the last time he had let up a home run, he actually let up three home runs in one inning.
Okay.
And as Sparky was saying that, I was like, ooh, maybe we're in for a deluge.
Yeah.
We were not, but Isak Paredes shows up with a two-run homer.
That was cool.
Looking like he was hitting it in the Crawford boxes, and they were off to the races.
Yeah, man. That was, the two brand-new corner infielders for the Astros get it done on offense, and Lance McCullers gets it done on the mound last night. That was
The nice little bit of baseball superstition that I liked was that they went to the Roberto Clemente Museum either yesterday or the day before when they got there.
Yeah.
And Christian Walker had taken everybody out to dinner there, but they got to tour the Roberto Clemente Museum and all that. And there's apparently, I didn't know this, you can hold one of Roberto Clemente's bats while you're there. I guess they actually let you pick it up and swing it and everything, and people think it's good luck.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing Christian Walker, you got to steal that bat. Let's get drunk and threaten the museum.
Oh, yes, today.
Drunk and say, hey, you better watch that bat, buddy.
Be good buzz
for the 38-ounce behemoth, okay. That freaking redwood that people are swinging up.
Here's the thing. If I'm the Pirates, so doesn't somebody on the Pirates need to step in and go, hey, guys, maybe we shouldn't be letting the opposing team touch this good luck bat the day that they play us.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've been a bad franchise for a long, long time.
Since this bat.
I think pretty much since Roberto Clemente died.
Right.
And maybe Roberto would not appreciate opposing baseball players coming in and using his bat to help beat
his
whole team.
Very karma off of his bat to beat us. I don't want to speak for him, but I would guess he's not going to like that. Oh, this is good. The Astros, okay. So the game from last night is on the TV in our studio right now, so I get to watch Lance deal during the breaks and stuff like that. This is good. I didn't get to see it last night because we were flying.
Can you imagine, I mean, a 38-ounce bat, McGuire swung a 35-ouncer, but do you imagine Roberto Clemente on steroids? Just swinging a 42-ounce bat.
Oh, my God, up there with a club like Captain Caveman, like just gigantic, looking like Thanos. Just oh, that would be great. All right, so back in the saddle, big thanks to Brandon Scott and Sean Bajani sitting in. Brandon scared me this morning, Seth, so we're up here, it's, 5:45 or whatever. Brandon Scott pokes his head in the studio like, hey, what's going on, man? I'm like, dude, did I take another day off that I was unaware of? What are you doing up here? He's just up here getting ahead.
He's just up here grinding. Yeah, Brandon and Sean did a great job.
Yep.
Filling in. Had a great time with both those guys.
Good.
Not as much fun as with you, Sean.
Good.
Don't worry. Don't worry, baby.
That's all right, man.
It's going to be fine. And yesterday, Sean, at the very beginning of the show, he said, Seth, is this awkward for you? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Sean? And he said, because of our potential boxing match.
Like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And it was one of those moments where I was like, I don't think about you at all. I had completely forgotten about it. I had 100% forgotten about it.
Oh, my God.
But I bowed out. So I flat out said, like, no, Sean, there's no way we're boxing. I'm not going to box anybody at this age.
No.
I wouldn't box a toddler, no matter how many of them deserve a good boxing.
Seth versus 100 toddlers. Who wins? that I need to see. AI, get on that right now. All right, good to be back. Really good to be back. A lot happened while I was gone that we'll get into. Shouldergate. How are we feeling about CJ Stroud not throwing at OTAs? We've now got answers from the head coach, and we will dig through this coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Power of radio, Seth. Power of radio. Text message. Hey, Sean. I'm a Z-Trip taxi driver. Call me at, gives me his number. Anytime you and Amy need transportation, I'll make you a good deal. This is the Uber driver that I pulled up next to at the light at Alabama and Kirby like 2 years ago maybe or something on the way in at like 4:30 in the morning. And I look and we're both at the light and he's driving and he's got somebody that looked clearly passed out in the back seat, like drunk passed out.
And I'll tell you what. Yeah, and the guy yelled at you.
That's the same guy. No. Yeah. I just remember looking over, and I talked about it when I got in that day. I talked with you about it, and he happened to be listening. He's like, "Oh no, that was me. I pulled up next to you. I saw you. I thought that was you."
We have a lot of Uber drivers who are listeners, and it's funny. Anytime we talk about Uber, if I tweet about Uber or something, I'll kind of have one of our listeners because I was complaining about there's the Uber app. I was complaining about the Uber app, and not because of for my convenience, but it's really, really hard to make a complaint about your experience without it somehow falling on the driver. Yeah. Like, they keep giving you all these options to say what went wrong, and like every option is the driver was late, the driver did that.
Yeah.
So you actually have to chat with a person or a bot to explain that no, it wasn't the driver's fault. It was that the app was saying that I was in the wrong place or something like that.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you all of our professional drivers who listen to us.
If you are a rideshare professional, we appreciate you listening 100%. Mm-hmm. And sir, I just took down your number. So
you know what the hardest
count
part
on of end of the month, we're going to Jamaica. So count on a call from me. Yeah.
You know, the scariest part of being an Uber driver for me, a couple guys have told me this while I was riding with them, was that because, you know, a lot of times I'm taking an Uber at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And those are the guys that they're picking some people up who are going to work, and they're picking other people up who are going home and probably losing their job the next day.
Yeah.
And this scares the crap out of me. You get a woman who's drunk alone, and you're driving her to her house, and she passes out in the back seat.
Yeah.
You get to the house, and you're like, all right, I can't touch her.
Yeah.
I can't, they're like, what do I do here?
What
you can't,
you
know. I don't know. You got to like yell and yell and yell and hope they wake up. Because I mean, imagine if you're an Uber driver and a woman wakes up and you're hovering over her, like trying to. Like, it's just, I don't know.
It's a slippery slope. That's why I just wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know if I could work the early morning hours.
Man. Well, I'm glad people do.
I would abandon my car and call the
get a new car.
Yeah. I would never go back.
I've gone through so many cars since I picked up this Uber thing, man. I'm telling you. All right, so let's get into this here. No C.J. Stroud out at OTAs yesterday. Well, he's out there. He's out there doing.
He's out there.
He's out there handing off.
He hands off a hell of a ball this morning. I'll tell you what, with the amount of limited work he's getting and having to focus on handing the ball off, I expect the play fakes to be on a Pat Mahomes level.
They should be impeccable. The play fakes should be impeccable.
The opposite of Deshaun Watson's
yes.
play fakes were.
That's right. So C.J. Stroud did not throw at practice again. So this is three practices now that have been open to the media since last Wednesday that C.J. Stroud has not thrown a football. So after the first one, D'Amico Ryans was asked about it and kind of played it off. Didn't even mention CJ's name in the answer. Was like, guys are on different schedules. You're going to see that throughout these practices. Like, okay. Third practice, I think, was the D'Amico probably felt. Well, D'Amico didn't do media after the second one, so he's doing media after this one. And he volunteered this information before the press conference began.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First, is CJ not throwing again? There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Okay, there's more to get to here. There's more to get to. The big one we're going to get to here in a second. But the follow-up there was about CJ, you know, just confirming its general soreness.
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is that this is where I was, Sean, before yesterday's practice. I'd gotten to a point where CJ was out last week. There were no reports of a surgery or anything else like that. CJ, both at the Rockets playoffs and at a charity event on Saturday evening, has been seen shooting basketballs.
Yep.
Which does not put nearly as much stress on your shoulder as throwing a football would. Right. But I thought, all right, you know what? Whatever it is, it's no big deal, and it's probably just them taking it easy, easing a guy in the same way you would a pitcher at spring training. This next exchange got me and flipped me completely over to the other side about what might be going on here.
Okay, here we go.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. What I said, that's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, that, and I understand if D'Amico just was going to get up there and say a couple things and then no comment everything, I feel like then he could have easily also said in the opening statement, he hasn't had a surgery or anything. We're just really taking our time at the beginning of the process here. I feel in my gut, with zero inside information whatsoever, I feel like, okay, he definitely had a procedure of some sort.
1,000%.
That's just how I feel. That's how I feel.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's true or not. And you, I sent the video to you immediately because I had watched the press conference and I was kind of wanted to see what people were saying about it. And a lot of people weren't really including that last exchange, which for me was the money exchange.
Yes.
Where he no commented on a yes, no question, which would be simple enough to answer.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is just genuinely general soreness. He didn't have surgery or anything like that. But his body language, he was aggressively adjusting his sleeves as he was saying it.
Yeah.
So at the very least, he was uncomfortable in answering the question. He does that motion every now and then after
practice, but not in
quick succession like that.
He did that motion exactly one time in that press conference. Seth, I got home last
after
night.
After that. Well, no, he did it one time afterwards.
Did he?
It was a real quick, brief one.
A quick one? Okay, because I came back. You know, that was a multi-tug on each arm, like a two-tug on each arm. And I came home, didn't have time to do much, but I had time to sit down and watch the 9 minutes of D'Amico with a microscope. And I'm like, yeah, let's see here. Let's look at the.
Yeah.
And he,
I wanted to hear it from the gambler, you.
Yeah.
The tell. Was it a tell?
It was a big tell. It was a big tell because he's usually hand on hips, using his hands to talk, you know, like kind of moving the hands around. He never, almost never, and certainly never in multiple times like that, does the tug on the tug on the sleeve.
Yeah, I just this is where I get so angry, Sean, when people insist on showing how cool they are by saying, "Guys, it's OTAs. What are you even worried about?" Okay. I demand to see your credit rating.
Yeah,
that's the same. That's the same attitude of sweetie. It's one missed mortgage payment.
Right.
It's not such a big deal. Yes, it's OTAs. There's plenty of time. But if he had a surgery and if they're being vague and non-forthcoming with it and he's sore enough that he's not practicing right now, it's something that could develop into something greater in the future.
That's the big thing for me. Like my big question, obviously the big question is what's our nervousness level about this right now? And we've kind of touched on that. And we'll touch on it again throughout the show. That's the other thing is why do you have to play coy? The first time you're asked about it, why? Like, what's the gamesmanship here that you're doing? When two practices later, you're leading into the press conference unprompted about it. Like, why? Mm-hmm. What is so hard about this? Why couldn't you have done this? It's a story. Like that, CJ Stroud is not throwing at the very first OTA session is alarming to people. You know, and the shoulder thing too. It'd be like the nature of the injury. Like if this is a shoulder injury for a guy who's had shoulder issues throughout his very young career. You've had shoulder surgeries before, right, Seth?
Yeah.
Like it's, and you weren't a quarterback.
I never had to throw a fun trivia fact. Never threw a pass in an NFL regular season game.
No,
that's one thing about me that people don't know.
But are you, you're concerned about this. I'm concerned about this. Does any of your perspective of being concerned about it come from somebody who's been through shoulder surgeries?
Right.
Before?
Yeah. Because, I've been through and I've had 14 or 15 orthopedic surgeries during my NFL career.
Yeah.
That it's not always as simple as we've seen with various other pitchers, especially.
Yes.
That it's not just a simple A to B to C progression in the rehab. And this is why it's notable and why people, you're so cool that you don't care about it. I get it. Like, you're just calm, cool, and collected. Whatever. That the three typical stories you get from quarterbacks out of OTAs. One, such and such quarterback is not attending OTAs. Why? Well, he's on a trip to Egypt.
He's
or
in
Josh,
Egypt.
Josh Allen wanted to play golf a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that's a story. The second story, yep. Boy, he's out there, and it's the best shape he's ever been in, and boy, he just thinks these are the best receivers who ever lived.
Yeah.
And then three, the other typical story would be, well, he had surgery in the offseason, and they're taking their time with him. Like, that's it. Those are the three quarterback stories.
Yep.
So this is different. It's rare that you see a quarterback out there at OTAs with a brand-new offensive coordinator installing a brand-new offense with brand-new receivers, two rookies, three veterans you acquired in the offseason, that you don't see that story. This is a unique story. Wait, he's out there, but he's not participating, but we have no information about any kind of injury or anything. That's different than your typical quarterback OTA story.
How scarred do you think Houston fans are? The ones that aren't. The ones that aren't the type of fan you're talking about, not the bros that are like no big deal, bro. But I'm talking about the ones that are probably skewing maybe towards what you and I are right now, that are a little concerned about, at least a little concerned about this. How much of the scarring is actually the fault of the Houston Astros and how they've handled injuries?
The general discomfort sounds so much like. What does CJ say? General soreness.
General soreness.
Sounds like discomfort.
It's the NFL version of discomfort. Yeah. That's
like, what level of general soreness is it? Is
correct.
It grade 1, 2, or 3 general soreness?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, because this is topical as well. You and I have not talked about this yet, but I'm sure you and Brandon and Sean did. Jordan Alvarez thing, you know?
Like, I feel like all the people who insist that it couldn't possibly be a big deal are also like, at any given moment, they're like, oh, you found a lump, did you, honey? Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Just a
you
lump.
You got to check up 9 months from now. We'll be good. Yeah.
It's just a
lump. It couldn't possibly develop into anything else.
Do you think that CJ Stroud, when do you think the next time, I know this is a shot in the dark and a guess. Do you have any inkling as to when we see C.J. Stroud throw a football? Like they,
I'm guessing training camp or on an Instagram video sometime after mini camp.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, honestly, after that no comment or the equivalent of a no comment by D'Amico, it just, my gut tells me, okay, I totally had some kind of a procedure done and they're taking their time with it. I don't know why. And then, and this is why, when you're deliberately opaque about something, when you're non-transparent, people's minds are going to wander and wonder. And all right, why would you not tell me it's a surgery?
Right.
Because that's not necessarily that big a deal.
Right.
And people will cite HIPAA and everything. Settle down with your HIPAA. This is sports. This is different. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't, if CJ didn't want the information disclosed, I'm curious, like what part of them and how they've watched and consumed and played football over these many years thinks that somehow the surgery will remain a secret forever.
Right.
You know, like at some point it's going to come out.
Yeah.
If he did indeed have a surgery.
If he had a surgery. And I think that's the thing too. Like you and I are, you know, we're obviously prognosticating here when we say this, but I think the average fan doesn't realize how many surgeries happen in the offseason that don't see the light of day from a news standpoint. Brian Cushing, we just played a cut of Brian Cushing last week, at some point in the last couple of weeks, where he was telling a podcaster that he had 27 surgeries during his career. I can tell you right now, we can't find 27 news stories about Brian Cushing having a surgery. You know,
yeah, like, you get something cleaned up afterwards or whatever it might be. With the quarterback, there's just always, it's going to be heightened. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be heightened scrutiny on
especially
all of it.
Shoulder.
The one answer that, I mean, when people ask why are they so withholding with stuff like this, the one basic blanket answer you can give is that a lot of organizations just flat out feel like they have a policy of not having to release anything more about anything than they need to because it's a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know exactly how it might even be a competitive advantage. You just don't want everybody else knowing your business.
Yeah.
It's if maybe the Texans are digging around, like thinking about trading for, okay, everybody calm down. This is a hypothetical. Like, what if it was really bad and the Texans are thinking about trading for a veteran quarterback or something? They just don't want anybody else to know just how desperately they need Kirk freaking Cousins.
Well, that's you brought the exact name up that I was going to bring up real quick. Is one of the email, I checked email maybe once during this vacation I was on. I was really good at being on vacation this time around. But one of the emails that I saw was odds. I see the subject header, odds on Kirk Cousins' next team. And this is after two practices. So this is probably like over the weekend or on Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if the Texans are on this list, this is what will cause me, the sometimes inebriated gambler, to freak out over this C.J. Stroud shoulder thing. Because if that's the only reason Kirk Cousins would – the Texans would pop up on a Kirk Cousins email, I'm like, God, if the Texans are on here, I am going to freak out about this shoulder right now.
What if it's Matt Stafford? Are they going to train? What's the likelihood? What's your percentage fear right now of a player for player trade, CJ Stroud for Matt Stafford?
Don't do that. I'll take my chances on the shoulder. Yeah, I'll take my chances. All right, so there you go.
And would Kelly Stafford approve the trade?
That's the big thing. They are from Texas, so we got that.
They are from Texas. Yeah. We know that she was getting a little antsy in the offseason, maybe wanting to spring, maybe get to Las Vegas, be a little closer to home. I don't know.
Maybe. All right, off and running on a Wednesday. Great to be back. Appreciate the kind text from everybody. It is awesome to be back in the saddle again, especially on the heels of an Astros win. We've got more sound from OTAs. We had a big firing in the NBA yesterday, too. A few Rocket-related names popping up for this new job opening in the NBA. We'll get to all that in headlines. That is coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Lance McCullers Jr. looking for his first win since September of 2022, and he has it. His Hader picks up another save. That's 17 in a row going back to last season, and his 19th career save against the Pirates. That is a new high mark against any one opponent. Christian Walker and Isak Paredes with the home runs tonight, and Blummer 986 days ago the last time Lance won a game, and he'll feel good about this one. Astros with a 3-0 win.
Okay, Todd Callis on the call, and the Astros win last night 3-0 over the Pirates. This was a big win for a variety of reasons, Seth. The biggest one is probably this is the most dominant that Lance McCullers has been since coming back from the injury. You could argue the 12 strikeout game against Oakland on Wednesday last week, maybe more dominant from a, you know, just a pure swing and miss and strikeout perspective. But in terms of just, you know, this is six shutout innings against arguably the best pitcher in baseball with Paul Skeens on the other side. In this series, they're in Pittsburgh for three games. This was the one game where you're like, all right, this is a game that would have felt like a little like you're not stealing it because the Pirates aren't a good baseball team, but that you won the Skeens game, and especially that it's with Lance out there dealing the way that he was last night. That is a sneaky, big regular season win. I know it's a bad team, but that's a good starting pitcher on the other side.
It's a good starting pitcher, and now we've seen just the consistent improvement with Lance McCullers to the point where if you take out that one horrible, horrible, horrible second performance, he's sitting right now at a little bit of above a 4+ ERA.
Yeah.
If he can continue pitching like this, that's going to be down into the threes and wherever else it goes after that pretty quickly. It's just really a matter of, all right, man, I like what I'm seeing. Can you stay healthy? Can you just, I don't need to see him go 7 innings ever. I don't think. I just continue to try to work on your efficiency and give you 6 innings. And this bullpen, other than when apparently they play the Rays when Sean Pendergast is out of town, they've been immaculate this year. And the one thing I told Sean yesterday, Sean Bajani, was I'm kind of glad that they had those bullpen meltdowns with multiple guys in two games, and you still split the series.
Yes.
Because it feels like, okay, those are classic flush-it-type performances.
Totally.
Let's just move on.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, you know, that's a split where you won two one-run games and you got blown out in the other two. You know, like, yeah. It's, you know, it's
they
still
were outscored 30-9 and split the series.
They were 2-2. Yeah, so that, so you're absolutely right. Here was Joe Espada last night after the game on the performance of Lance McCullers.
Yeah, it was really good. Win number 50 in his career. He waited a long time for that one. Proud of him. I'm proud of how he has overcome a lot of challenges and keeps getting better and better. Six strong, head-to-head against one of the best pitchers in the game, and when you do that, you got to pitch your ass off, and he did. Our bullpen came in, shut the door, and two big swings, Walker and Paredes. And also, you know, we played some really good defense behind him. I got to give a little shout out to Altuve. He played a really good second base. He made some nice plays. There was a ground ball in the hole of Gonzalez where he leaped, got the force out at second base. Two tack plays at second base. One of them was a big out by Cruz. Kind of kept his tag on. And yeah, strong performance. That was a good 10 win.
All I can think of is you saying last week, hey, this kid Altuve at second base might have something here.
I know. Yeah. The Altuve at left field versus second base or whatever, I try not to worry too much about it other than just, yeah, okay, he's not in a slump anymore. Just continue on with that.
Yeah, no question.
The funny thing with Espada is obviously he's been with the organization forever. I kind of wished, as he was talking last night, that it had been that he was hired in 2023 from some other team. That was when he was named manager. But remember Dusty all the time would be saying about various guys, I don't know, I've never seen him play. Like a guy would come back from injury and be like, I don't know. Or because, well, I don't know, we're in the AL. I've never seen this guy. I've never seen that guy.
Yeah.
Espada, as a general, as an actual manager of this team, has never watched Lance McCullers pitch as the head honcho in
charge. That's true. Yeah, that is true. I hadn't thought about that.
As the manager.
Right. So 3-0 last night. The Astros are back at it. Gusto on the mound tonight, I believe. So that'll be this will be a big start for him. Meanwhile, Texans OTAs. The big story yesterday: DeMeco Ryans addressing right out of the chute, proactively addressing his second chance to do so. The absence of CJ Stroud. The absence of CJ Stroud throwing. CJ's out at the practices. He's dialed in. He's got the walkie-talkie. He's listening in on the play calls. He's doing warm-ups. He's handing off. He's just not throwing, which is kind of a key thing for a quarterback. So DeMeco said he's dealing with general soreness. We're being very cautious with him. He's not worried. DeMeco is not worried about C.J. Stroud. He'll be ready to go when he's ready to go. This was the answer. This was the question that I think got most people a little worked up yesterday. Will Kunkel from Fox 26, I believe, asking about, did C.J. Stroud get surgery or did he get any work done on the shoulder?
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for C.J., guys. On the questions, that's it. What I said, that's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
I'll shut you down.
Which, hey, guys, I've already delivered an opening statement in which I could have easily said, listen, he hasn't had surgery or anything. This is just general soreness.
Just soreness.
I have no choice but to believe or at least suspect strongly now that CJ had some kind of a procedure done.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be that big a deal. That's the thing that's bothering me. If they said, yeah, you know what, he had to clean up his shoulder a little bit, so he's going to take it easy during OTAs. I would be one of those people that would say, like, oh, okay, well, let's not worry too much about this, okay? And yet, I have no choice now but to be a little bit concerned, at the very least a little bit concerned, because, all right, you give a no comment or decline to answer whether or not he had work done on his shoulder, and he could have included that nugget of information in his opening statement, then, yeah, I lean towards assuming that he had a surgery of some sort. And then the question becomes, why are you not disclosing this?
Yeah. To not do it at the first practice. You know, like, you had an opportunity. Yeah. Like, if you address it from the get-go, then you're not getting any of these questions two or three practices and people aren't worked up about it. I'm with you on that one. Mandatory minicamp is next week. We'll see if CJ throws at mandatory minicamp. I mean, I guess, the second we see the arm working and that it's working just fine, Does that put this thing to bed, Seth? Or this, because keep in mind, this is somebody who has had shoulder issues before, CJ. This is not new to him.
He had shoulder issues in college. He had the separated shoulder his rookie year. Played through it. He's tough. Nobody's going to question his toughness.
No.
And then last year he had various nondescript injuries that CJ at one point at least partially cited as the reason for some of his inconsistent play.
Yeah.
And it's a concern. The version of CJ last year, it's impossible to separate the quarterback from the poor pass protection.
Yeah.
Everything was just such a mess. But that's not the version we want to see. And if CJ himself cited injuries and I'm going to be concerned about potentially him still having a shoulder issue.
100%. News in the NBA yesterday, the big news, the New York Knicks, they're back. They fired Tom Thibodeau, the coach that got him to the playoffs for four straight years after just decades of since the 90s that the Knicks had been anything relevant. They fired him yesterday. They fired Thibodeau yesterday.
Hey, the Knicks have a higher standard than this, Sean.
Apparently,
all right?
Yeah.
The Knicks have established a standard in this century
that
they won't accept almost getting there.
Yeah. Thibodeau's a good coach. He is, to me, he is the most depressing sports figure to look at. Like, he's he never smiles. Like, never. I don't know that he has teeth. He never smiles. He's got that, as somebody who shaved his entire head, me. When I saw that it was, it was time, that tuft of hair that he has on the very front of his forehead that is in front of a vast wasteland of scalp, I find that to be very depressing, especially because he attempts to comb it. This little tuft that he combs, posture, F-minus-minus for his posture, and he's the rare coach who I think the tracksuit actually is a better look for him than a nice actual suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he wears a suit, he looks like every 80s detective from a cop show.
Like a frumpled,
pour Jack Daniels in his coffee and smoke a cigarette at his desk. He's very depressing to look at. So.
When working under Van Gundy, I feel like he soaked in everything and how to operate like Van Gundy. Minus the personality.
Yeah.
He just didn't do it. And kids wouldn't know or understand this. Van Gundy didn't always have this person. You did not see this version of Van Gundy when he was a coach.
No.
Van Gundy was pretty damn grumpy. And he was an old school coach in a lot of ways.
Big time.
But he still had a personality.
Yes.
We at least got that from him.
Van Gundy 6-1 to be the new Knicks head coach. He's third on the odds board right now.
No kid. How old is... Wait, which one?
Jeff. Jeff,
yeah, okay,
Jeff Van Gundy, yeah.
No. I know, I don't even really include Stan in that.
Jeff Van Gundy, 6-1.
How old is he now? What'd you say?
Jeff Van Gundy's got to be
63.
In his 60s.
Oh, he's relatively young, he's 63.
Yeah, he can do that.
Oh, yeah, he's got 10 good years left in him.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Of coaching. Probably like 40 years of life.
Yeah, for sure.
You know Van Gundy, he's always working out.
He takes good care of himself.
Yeah.
Van Gundy's 6-1. The other Rocket-related names on the odds board is run my finger. Oh, Mike D'Antoni, 50-1. Sam Cassell, 66-1. When is Sam Cassell going to get a job? I feel like his name pops up on every odds board. All right. So there you go. Those are your headlines for today. All right. We got more thoughts from D'Amico Ryan. So this is just CJ Stroud's shoulder that he discussed yesterday. We got an answer on Christian Harris. How are we feeling about this?
Yeah.
Kind of an answer. And in the offensive line room, I did like this about the offensive line room. I like this a lot. Is this a statement on what it was like last year with the Texans in that offensive line room? Some good stuff from D'Amico Ryans coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.